Yes. We are bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money? And that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man that I greatly admire. He's a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand, and he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare now, and that everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot.
Oh, hello. You're listening to Mind Funnel. Is this working? Let's try that again. Good evening, Smithers. Yeah. Oh, wow. You are, in fact, listening to a new episode of Mind Funnel in this first beautiful week of May. Ah, it's nice to be back on air. I took off last week for no good excuse, but nice to be back. Are you enjoying every single sort of weather available today? We had some hail, we had some rain. Now it's beautiful sunshine, not dark at 8 p.m. Love it. I love the oncoming of summer. It's a beautiful feeling. So you're listening to CICK 939 FM, Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Kazia territory, home of the Gidimdun clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en nation. Beautiful evening, as I said. So I hope you're having a good one, and let's get started. We have guess what? We have a metal show for you tonight. That's what we do here. This is Push Loop, though. I like this song. Kind of cool. Gonna play some death metal for you, some sort of new thrashy metal, as well as some sludgy stuff. I was just browsing this magazine here that I take a look at every once in a while. Exclaim, we keep it here in the rail car, and found an artist with a new album. An artist out of Montreal, out of Quebec anyway, and gonna check out one of their songs. And I know I didn't even pre-listen to that song. It's a band called Cell Press, and they sort of highlighted a pretty cool song that I'm gonna be playing later. So I'll try them out without even checking that, and I think we'll like it. It's some Canadian sludge. Really like sludge. I got some sludge on here later. Dune, we'll be listening to Dune sort of halfway through, which is very heavy stuff, as well as some new music out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is pretty sweet. Let's get going with some Mutoid Man, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you. Let me die for you, make my lips turn. I'm riding through a dark.
Nice. That was Calevra out of, I was wrong, I said earlier Saskatoon, but they're from Regina, Saskatchewan. That's pretty sweet. So some progressive / technical death metal out of Regina. So thanks for passing that over. CICK management for me to play some new Canadian metal. That's awesome. Love discovering that stuff. So coming up next, we've got some Dune and a little bit of Mater, some death and sludge metal. Love it. It's funny, so this Dune band, which I think they're from Edinburgh, Scotland. It's Dune spelled D-V-N-E, and for I don't know about the other metalheads out there, but for me, metal bands that replace U's with V's as, I guess, I guess they didn't, you know, the olden days. where does that come from? Is that Greek? That must be Greek. Yeah, it's a bit of a running joke, replacing all U's with V's. I don't know if it does it look more metal. It's possible. Anyway. coming up here, we got Dune with Reliquary and Abode of the Perfect Soul.
Silently,
Thank you, Dune, again. This is Torbjorn, and you're listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 93.9 FM. Introduce a bit of a new segment here. This is a Mind Funnel educational moment brought to you by Babeen Animal Hospital on Railway Ave in Smithers. Did you know that the first man to receive a genetically modified kidney transplant from a pig has been discharged from the hospital? This isn't the first time that humans have taken an organ transplant from a pig, but first time that a genetically modified animal part has been used in a human. I don't know. It's pretty metal. I don't know why I'm doing animal transplant facts on Mindfunnel, but there's one for you. They actually modified it to remove harmful genes in the kidney and add human gene elements to it so that the body would accept it. And the guy walked out healthy. How cool is that? Now, I was thinking, if he is a level one grandpa or dad, how cool would that be for dad jokes? I mean, you could be sitting at the table and amuse your grandkids by starting to make pig noises and such. That'd be pretty funny. This is Modder with Bellyache. And I got one more after this from Modder, Gazing into Domination. Up next after this headbanging tune here.
domination, 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 domination.
That was Mater again with Gazing Into Domination. Mater is a band out of Belgium, which I just had to look up, and a largely instrumental band there. Pretty sweet, just good, heavy rockin' music for those long road trips or when you're working at your computer all day and need a bit of a boost. So yeah, like I said, something I wanted to share was this new album from a Montreal band called Cell Press. New album called Cages, and I haven't actually heard this, but I was just reading the Exclaim magazine here, and they had a little portion on Cell Press refining the sludge on Cages, the new album. So this song, the song I'm gonna play is called The Dark Side of the North, and it's a song about the lack of safe drinking water on indigenous communities in the north. So the article says the record's high water mark is Dark Side of the North, which tackles the lack of clean drinking water promised to Canada's northern communities over various election cycles. The way PQ's voice, that's the vocalist, PQ, crackles on the line. There's no trust. You lied to us. You light the fire, now burn the pyre. Highlights the immensity of this betrayal, shining a light on decades of oppression. Cages is a no bullshit record. Sludge rarely sounds so invigorating. Well, I think sludge often sounds invigorating, but looking forward to hearing this next song here by Cell Press. Now, just for reference, I just did a quick Google and got to myself to a Canada CRA, no, not CRA, Canada web, Canada.ca website. In November 2015, there were 105 drinking water advisories on public systems on reserve. That would be for First Nations. And as they say, as of September 30th, 2020, the number of drinking water advisories decreased from 105 to 58, which was a 55% net decrease. The greatest reduction being in 2018, they say. So, you know, in the last sort of 6 years, they have reduced that 50%, they say. And that's, you know, probably not fast enough. I think they can do a lot more to get access and infrastructure to those communities. So let's hear this song, Dark Side of the North, from Cages.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. I give that good marks. That's some rockin' sludgish music out of Montreal. Cell Press with Dark Side of the North. I'm going to check out more of their stuff, I think. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks again for listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 939 FM, your go-to metal show, new in 2024. Thanks for tuning in. So one more song here to sort of play me out. This is Rivers of Nile with A Home from their album Where the Owls Know My Name. I just love that. I love that album name, Where the Owls Know My Name. Cool. Listen closely. It's about a king with no crown on his head, overseeing a place of emptiness. All right. On that note, have a good evening.